USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
30,000 teachers who've been on strike for a week are returning to the classrooms in one U.S. city today, while teachers in another city are considering a strike. First, to California.
Back to work! Back to work!
L.A. teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Meanwhile, in Denver, teachers have rejected an offer that would have given them an average 10% raise and are now considering a strike as soon as Monday. The State Department's top diplomat for Europe is resigning. Wes Mitchell says he's leaving for personal reasons and fully supports the Trump administration. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion across the USA. And in New York State, lawmakers adopted a new law that protects a woman's right to have an abortion there, making all forms of abortion essentially legal. Republican State Senator Kathy Young says that means even expectant mothers will be at risk of having no recourse should they have an abortion as a product of an assault.
It ignores the fundamental right to carry a pregnancy to term because it guts from our law the criminal penalties used to punish those who seek to take that right away.
Meanwhile, an Iowa judge is striking down the state law there that bans most abortions as soon as a heartbeat's detected in a fetus. That law was seen as the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. The judge pointing to an Iowa Supreme Court ruling last year that said a woman's right to choose is a fundamental right. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The government shutdown is reportedly taking a toll on FBI investigations. The FBI Agents Association issuing a report saying the shutdown has hobbled their operations, some agents saying they can't pay informants because of a lack of money, and it's causing them to lose some good sources. One official investigating a dangerous MS-13 gang says it's been difficult to communicate with Spanish-speaking informants, the agent saying since the shutdown he didn't have an interpreter available. There's a report the White House is canceling a trade planning meeting with China. CNBC says the administration has called off the meeting that was scheduled for this week because of continuing outstanding disagreements over enforcing intellectual property rights. Members of the U.S. Trade Representative's office were to meet with two Chinese officials to try to resolve trade differences before a March 1st deadline. And Chick-fil-A is sticking to its Christian values. On Super Bowl Sunday, the fast food chain says its restaurant inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Super Bowl 53 will be held, will not be open for the big game on February 3rd. The food chain is closed every Sunday to give workers a day off with family and go to church. Chick-fil-A does have a history of opening on Sunday, though, in communities hit by natural disasters and other tragedies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.